Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 7 minutes past the hour of 10 on Radio Islam International, and this is the marriage program. Coming up in the marriage program this morning, we said last week that look forward to something interesting, something new on the marriage program. So the marriage program will now have two segments. In the first segment, we will still be discussing issues and things related to marriage. In the second half hour, or past half past 10, inshallah, we will be joined by Muallima Abida Peer. So just to give you a bit of insight as to who she is, Sister Abida is a counselor, a mentor, a teacher, and she's has extensive experience in the management and nurturing of marital and social relationships. And she has, you'll find that she's conducted workshops throughout South Africa and in Pakistan. And she has classes, workshops, discussing family issues, relationships, social relationships, marriage in Cape Town and other cities in South Africa as well. And she's helping people, whether it be in many countries, you know, personally to telephonically and on social media, helping people with marital problems. So inshallah, she will be joining us after half past 10, and she will be discussing the marriage, the forgotten ibadah. That is the topic that we will be discussing with Muallima Abida Peer after 10:30. In the first segment of the program, we will be speaking about things that can take you away from a successful marriage. That we discussed that sometimes people have unrealistic expectations. People have fantasies. And these fantasies, these unrealistic expectations, this is what sometimes could prevent a person from truly appreciating your spouse. That when you have this, when you are always looking for these things or these expectations in your spouse, you don't appreciate them fully. So we'll be talking about this, that how does this build up in our mind, how does this come about, and how do we go forward with this, and how do we make sure that we appreciate our spouse and have a successful marriage. Stay tuned to Radio Islam International. 15 minutes past the hour of 10. This is the marriage program on Radio Islam International. And today we are discussing on the marriage program that what can sometimes get in the way of having a successful marriage. We ask a question, and also you can interact with us, the SMS number 48855, or you can WhatsApp us 0727861548, that is the WhatsApp number. So firstly, we ask the question, and we say that, you know, when we speak of a perfect marriage, what is the idea of the perfect marriage? What is the idea of a perfect marriage? When you think about it, when you think in your mind and you think about a perfect marriage, what is it that we look to? And if you ask many of the youngsters, if you ask many of those who are in their late teens or the, you know, the early 20s, they'll maybe tell you something that a couple may be walking on the beach on the sunset and holding hands or something like that. Or they might think that you're relaxing on a boat or on a yacht somewhere in the Mediterranean. And these are some of the answers that you get, that you think maybe, you know, having children standing around and with your family speaking and laughing, stuff like that. Or you think that of an old couple maybe, that when they look at each other, you know, they still smile at each other and there's still a sparkle in their eye. So we sometimes think that these, and we have these we have these expectations of marriage, and you have in a picture in your mind of what a relationship should be like. And sometimes these are based on things that we've seen, maybe things that we've seen in on television or things that we've seen in different shows. And sometimes it could be we look at other couples and we think that, you know what, if only we could enjoy that, or if only we could have that as well. And when we start now focusing and when we start comparing our relationship to that of actors and actress, or we start comparing our relationship to other people, then it makes our relationship with our spouse seem dull. It seems dull, it seems boring, that we cannot do all of that. Maybe sometimes even you read a book and you think that, you know what, our relationship, it's boring. It's not like how we want it to be. And This now, what happens is when you start focusing on other people, when you start comparing another couple, or even if it's something fictional on your own marriage, you find that, you know what, you start to appreciate your spouse less. You don't appreciate your spouse because that what you're wishing for, that what you are expecting, you're not getting from your spouse. So it's not always what you see. It is that picture that you are seeing on the television, or that which you see, and you don't know the personal lives of that people. They're not really like that in real life. You don't know how they are in their personal life. Are they really doing that? Do they really look so beautiful or so handsome without all of that makeup on? So when we start doing this, we appreciate our spouse much less. And you'll be so the first thing that you need to do is to forget about having these unrealistic expectations. When you do this, you'll be taking the first step. This will be the first step towards becoming closer to your partner, because now you start looking into the good qualities that your partner has. You'll start looking into the good that your partner has. And these fantasies keep you stuck in a trap. You cannot fully appreciate your partner. It's very important to understand that a perfect marriage is nothing like that what we sometimes see on the screen, and what we see every day on those screens if we are watching. So the sooner you accept that the fact that your spouse isn't perfect, the sooner you'll be able to have a better relationship and a better marriage. That remember, you don't want your spouse to expect perfection from you either. You don't want your spouse to expect you to be perfect. So don't spend all your time, you know, for perfection in your partner. Instead, spend time becoming a better person yourself. And instead, spend time becoming a better person for yourself. So these unrealistic expectations, they can keep you from fully appreciating your spouse. If you're always thinking about what your spouse is not, they are not so handsome, their hair is not so beautiful, or they are not like this and they are not like that, they are not so wealthy, we don't have such a smart house. If you start thinking of what your spouse is not, you'll never find the time and energy to notice his or her wonderful qualities. So these unrealistic expectations are less extreme version of these movies and these series that we watch, and we think that what we can get in real life. So you'll find many times people say, or many times people wish and people think that, you know what, my spouse should be more handsome or more beautiful, or wish they had more money, or they were more wealthy. I wish they had unlimited time to spend with me, that day and night we could just spend together. Or I wish that my spouse liked the same things that I do. I have these likes. I wish that they had the same likes. Or I wish that my spouse agreed with everything about, or agreed with me on everything. Whatever I say, my spouse just had to agree. So if you really want to have a fulfilling relationship, you have to give up these unrealistic expectations of your partner. You'll find that your spouse can never match up to that, because that is something that's coming from, it is a fake world. It's something that is fake. It's not something that you'll expect in real life. You're not going to have all of that in real life. And a realistic marriage involves two people with different opinions and different tastes, as well as different obligations outside of the relationship. So your differences will add to the richness of your partnership if you let them. Your differences, you might be sometimes different, you have a different understanding, you have a different likes, you have different tastes, and this can add richness to your relationship. It can bring about a better relationship in you if you let it do, if you stop comparing and stop sometimes trying to change the person. So one of the best ways to get beyond these unrealistic expectations of your spouse is to focus on their good qualities, to focus on your spouse's good qualities. So you must sometimes think to yourself, you know what, let me list three great qualities of your spouse. I think that what is it that I really love about my spouse? What is it that they do that really makes me happy? And think about, you know, sometimes you got to go back and you just got to rewind a bit and think that when we first got married and when we were in that first year of marriage, what did we enjoy so much about each other? What really made me fall in love with this person? That maybe your spouse doesn't have all the wealth in the world, or maybe they're not They're not as rich as what we sometimes see, but maybe they have a great sense of humor. Maybe they have the ability to put a smile on your face. Sometimes it's, you know, we always are saying that it is the smaller things that count. And to think about this, that what is it that you like about your spouse? And hold on to these wonderful images of your spouse. Keep on thinking about it, having this positive attitude. You think about it, and you hold on to these wonderful images of your spouse. And if your mind starts wandering to negative thoughts, turn back to this quiz, or turn back to these questions, and read it again. And think about it, that this is how you can bring and how you can really appreciate your spouse, by kicking out those unrealistic expectations. That it's something that, you know, that has become very common. That the other day we were just speaking to Aziz by Khamisa, and he was speaking about what is it that people want in a marriage, what is it that people need in a marriage, what is it that men want in a marriage, what is it that women want in a marriage. And as we're discussing, the lines were open as well, the messages were coming through, and they say that one of the messages that really came through, and it says that it was on this, that we do have unrealistic expectations. We think that this is how marriage is going to be, this is how it's going to be. Every day it's going to be a happy life, every day there's going to be no problems, no conflicts. No, marriages do not happen like that. There is nothing like that. You have to go through sometimes some difficulties, you will have your ups and downs, you will have times where there will be disagreements, and you might argue, but there's a way to overcome that, there's a way to look over that, and focus on the positives. The positives of your wife and of your husband. If you keep on looking at that, at these positives of your husband or the positives of your wife, of your spouse, you'll find that you'll have less time to then think about what you don't have and start appreciating what you really have. That we are all not perfect. None of us are really perfect. And we say that you don't expect anyone to think that you should be perfect in every way. So in the same way, don't expect them to be perfect. Sometimes you have to just take it as it is, cut off with those few rough edges and whatever it may be. And this way you will appreciate your spouse. This is something that has now maybe become, a mindset in our youngsters of today. And because we've been exposed to so much of this social media and looking at how the world has moved so quickly, we sometimes watch these things and we think of this, or even read a book, and we think that this is what really marriage is about. This is how I want my marriage to be. This is who I want as a person to get married to. But sometimes these things cannot happen. So when you start when you get beyond and think and stop thinking about these unrealistic expectations, and you just focus on the good qualities that they have, you'll find that you will start to appreciate your spouse more, you'll start to enjoy your marriage more, and it will definitely help in building a better marriage. The time now, 25 minutes past the hour 10, we take a short break. When we come back, inshallah, we will be joined by Muallima Abida Pir.